Melissa Pierce here with CASA. What do you do over there? What is your official title?
Special events and marketing coordinator. So I do fun stuff.
Okay. All right. But you guys have something serious coming up. And first of all, tell us what CASA does just exactly, and then what you're looking for.
Well, we provide advocates who are voices for kids in foster care. So we had a volunteer who said, I am the eyes and ears for the judge outside of the court and the voice for the child inside the court, which sums it up really well. It's not big brothers, big sisters. We're not a foster home. It's kind of a mesh of the two.
Okay. Okay. Now, what do you have to do to be qualified as a volunteer? You looking for certain kind of people or just people that want to help other people?
You need to like kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's one
first
of the
first and foremost.
Yes, you
yes,
have to like
definitely.
Kids. But really, you have to have a clear criminal background check. You have to be 21. And really, that one, you have to go through training. It's not that much. You know, right now, lots of people are talking about their New Year's resolutions, and some people want to lose weight. Some people want to be more community involved. And I think this is the perfect time. Everybody's, you know, got a new fresh start, and training starts January 28th.
Okay. And where is the training going to be?
It's at our office. It's 24 Briarcroft Office Park. And training is broken into four nights. So it starts on the 28th, which is a Tuesday, and then it's every Tuesday for four Tuesdays. You do some work at home. You do, like you'll watch videos on your computer. You'll do some reading. There's study time on your own. But Peggy conducts our classes, and she does such a good job. She's been with us for 15 years. She used to be a volunteer. She knows, I mean, she has judges come in. She has other volunteers come in. It's very interesting. I had to go through training when I started my job, and I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Good.
Laura, how do you... You know, you get signed up for this kind of stuff. Do you go to your website or?
You can. You can go to the website. Just because a lot of people have questions. So I suggest just calling the office and talking to Peggy. Hey, what do you think about this? Here's my situation. For example, we have a young lady. She's probably early 30s. She's a nurse. She has three children. She's married. She's very busy, but mm-hmm. she's a volunteer, and we work with her schedule and give her cases that fit her schedule.
Okay.
So the volunteers actually go into the homes, visit
yes.
the children,
yes.
and
yes.
spend a little time.
They really
in their
get to know the kids. Yes. So that way, well, I mean, they have to know the kids so they can advocate for them.
Right.
And their end goal is to get them into a permanent home as quickly as possible.
When you're a volunteer for CASA and you're advocating for kids, how many cases are you working with at a time? I mean, a lot of people are kind of wondering, okay, what's the time commitment on this?
Most people, it's one case. Some of our seasoned volunteers have two or three cases, but for the most part, it's one. But that's one family unit, so it could be one child. Most of the time, it's between two and three kids.
Okay, okay.
You go to court, you talk to the judges, you talk to the parents, you talk to the foster parents, you talk to the kids, to siblings. A lot of times, one of the biggest needs of the foster kids is they want to see their siblings. And the CPS caseworkers are so overburdened that they don't have time really to facilitate that. And so, of course, they have to, make that. I mean, they have to give the okay, but the CASA worker can help their foster kids see their brothers and sisters,
oh,
which
that's
is,
nice.
Yeah, it's, yeah. they need that.
Because a lot of times they're not in the same home.
Right.
They get
right.
separated.
So it could be yeah. something as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Give us a telephone number and the website if people want to get involved and
all right.
get
it's
a hold of volunteer training.
CASAofthesouthplains.org, and it's 806-763-2272. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those good
yeah, and
social
again,
media.
When does that training start?
January 28th, which is a Tuesday. But it's better to call beforehand so you can get cleared, do your background
right.
check, fill out some paperwork, and then just answer questions.
Yeah, how long is a background check and all that stuff kind of take? I mean, is it like...
That, well, that's not under our... That can take a couple of weeks.
Okay. So now's the time.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
Good
right.
week.
But
this
we really need people. Yeah. And if you just have questions, you think, you know, I just don't know if this is for me, just call and ask.
Yeah, and I mean,
yeah.
really,
yeah,
it's just investing a little bit of time if you want to
mm-hmm.
check it out.
Right.
It's not like anybody's.
Yeah, just call and ask for Peggy. Down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Melissa Pierce from CASA, Court Appointed Special Advocates.
Oh, thanks for what you guys do over there, making a difference for these kiddos.
Yeah.